Proclamation number 5142 of 1st of June, 1951. Working miracles in the end time. False Christs and prophets. You should only use my strength of life, which is always at your disposal, and nothing will be insurmountable for you. Yet only through a life of love can you acquire this strength of love. After which it is now also understandable to you when a person is capable of healing illnesses and other extraordinary activity, providing these abilities are not favored from below, which, however, is obviously recognizable in the person's way of life. My strength of love can be used for unheard of activity, yet only by people who are so intimately united with me through faith and love that my strength can flow into them unhindered. The human being himself draws the boundaries, he stems my flow of love if his relationship with me is not the right one. Indeed, he can even receive strength from below if his way of life completely contradicts my will. But a person who accomplishes unusual things can rarely conceal the direction of his love. As long as it still applies to the world, it is not my strength which enables him to work. But anyone who is devoted to me also radiates something divine to his fellow human beings, and his unusual strength indicates his intimate connection with me, which is always recognizable. The higher a person's love, the stronger his faith, and thus he consciously works with my strength. Hence love and faith must be present first if divine activity is to be acknowledged, and true faith and love cannot be feigned or denied, which is why they always help to arrive at the right judgment if the origin of the strength is to be examined. In the last days before the end, such tests will often be necessary, for forces from above and below will express themselves, signs and miracles will happen, for my adversary will also try to gain faith and endow his followers with great strength. Then it will become apparent that only love gives light and produces the right ability to judge, that works with divine strength can only be carried out by those who remain firm in their faith in me, the living God and the Redeemer, and that all work by people with an adversarial attitude towards God also happens through God-adversarial forces, that it is false Christs and false prophets who work miracles on Satan's behalf. I draw your attention, my faithful, to the fact that much will happen in the last days which appears unusual and therefore supernatural, but I also give you explanations about it so that you will be able to distinguish a real miracle with my strength from my adversary's deceptive works which are performed. Because people who fall prey to him enjoy unusual willpower and physical strength and thereby astonish their fellow human beings, for just as I myself work in those who love me and thus have accepted me into their hearts, so he also works on people of his spirit when the end is near. He can make use of their bitter form as soon as they have sold their soul to him, and then the human being will act as he wants. But by their fruits ye shall know them. All that is done in the way of supernatural things only serves to increase power and to increase earthly goods. The world, of which he is the ruler, falls at the feet of those who are equipped with his power. My kingdom, however, is not of this world. And my disciples of the last days, my messengers of love through whom I work and to whom I bestow supernatural strength, only proclaim the spiritual kingdom. They teach love and confirm their gospel through signs and wonders which prove me myself, the divine teacher, on whose behalf they speak and in whose name they heal the sick and work miracles. They will be persecuted by those, but in their adversity they will be saved by me myself. For one day the good and the bad, the love and the hatred will be revealed. Where no one can hide from me, where I will judge the living and the dead, the prince of darkness and his followers, where my power and glory will be revealed to my own who remain faithful to me until the end. Amen.